Test 62, Section 3, Question 7. And here we're looking to resolve the discrepancy or the researcher's findings, and there's going to be something weird about it. So over the course of 3 decades, we kept records of the average beak size of 2 populations of same species, one wild, one captive. So beak size, wild, captive, tracked it for 3 decades. During this period, the average beak size of the captive birds did not change, while the beak size of the wild birds decreased significantly. So captive birds stay the same, but the beak size of the wild ones got shorter. So we want to explain, why did wild birds' beaks shrink, but captive ones stayed the same? So the small-beaked wild birds were easier to capture and measure than the large-beaked wild birds. Well, theoretically, that could help, except that we're seeing a change. And so it's not really going to account for the change. If it had said, we just took a poll, or you know, we just captured some at random. So it's not really going to explain the change in the wild birds. The large-beaked wild birds were easier to capture and measure than small-beaked. Well, again, that won't account for the change over the 3 decades because they kept records of the average beak size. So you wouldn't see a change if it was always easier. Changes in the wild birds' food supply during the study period favored the survival of small-beaked birds over large-beaked. Well, that could explain it. If the food got easier for small-beaked birds, then that would explain why over time you had the average size of wild birds decreasing, because the long-beaked birds are dying at a faster rate, and so you'd have a higher concentration of short-beak, sort of survival of the fittest. The average body size of the captive birds remain the same. That isn't going to resolve anything. We only care about beak size. The researcher measured the beaks of some of the wild birds on more than one occasion. Well, I mean, I guess that's okay, but it doesn't change the fact that the average beak size of the wild birds decreased. And so that's not going to explain why the beaks of the wild birds got smaller over time. And so C is definitely our best response.